Now we've got Frank Luntz, a political consultant and a pollster and a Fox News contributor. How you doing, Frank?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not calling you from a studio. I'm calling you from a telephone right near LAX, so at least I've got the most exotic location.
You are not that far from us, and yet you're on the phone. But next time you have to come by our studios. But anyway, you have been someone who has pioneered so many things in polling, including really certain types of focus groups and people metering and dealing with swing voters. What are you seeing this time around?
Well, it's interesting because I had the opportunity to hear your two previous guests, and they are experts in what they do. But in the work that I've done, I'm not sure if I would agree necessarily with what they've said. The partisan voters absolutely vote on issues. They vote on substances, what makes them partisan. And the more ideological you are, the more concerned you are about issues. But there's about 40% of Americans, and that number is growing with every election cycle, that becomes less partisan, more independent, less ideological, more centrist. And those are people who are voting on the attributes and the character traits of the candidates rather than the issues. And in fact, because they take bits and pieces from both political parties, they don't want to be pigeonholed, and they look at the attributes. Can the candidate deliver what they say they're going to do? And that's it, this trend has been taking place ever since 1992.
So this time around, what are people who are either first-time voters, non-traditional voters, or swing voters? And I realize those are overlapping, but not the same. What are they looking for?
I'll give you the two things they're looking for more than anything else. And one of them is where Barack Obama has the advantage, and the other one's still up for grabs with 10 days to go. Change is what younger voters are looking for, and that's the word that they use. And they're looking for the most non-traditional candidate, the least political candidate, the person who speaks their language and seems to empathize and represent how they think, how they feel, and can talk to them in their language. But the other thing they're looking for is accountability. It's one of the reasons why younger voters, non-traditional voters, are most angry with Wall Street, most ticked off with the economic system as we have, and bitter about Washington, is because they feel that the guys on top, the people who are running things, aren't held accountable for the things that they do. And so this is an angry component of the electorate, and this is a component that doesn't want things the way they've been. They want things to be really different going forward.
When you think about the work that you've done this election and being able to deal with people, you know, in different contexts and different types of polling, how good do you think polls are this time around when there are any number of X factors in this election?
Well, it drives me nuts because I get from, and I work for a news organization, and so I'm collecting information from all different sides. And everyone sends around the poll that makes their candidate look the best as though it's ammunition. And the whole purpose of measuring public opinion is not to make one candidate or another look good. It's to understand how people actually feel and how they think. I don't believe that telephone polling necessarily reports to the exact percentage of what people think and how they feel, because there is a little bit of a socialized factor or a Bradley factor, as people have talked about. And I don't believe you can get it from face-to-face interviews either, because people react differently depending on who's doing the interviewing. And I don't think even internet polling necessarily gets into the detail that you need. You actually need to combine all three methodologies to have an accurate understanding of how people feel and how they think.
Very quickly, just give us a sense of whether negative campaigning is more effective than positive campaigning.
Good question, and my answer is that one reason why Barack Obama is doing as well as he is right now is because he's resisted it to the greatest degree. His speech at the convention was more positive than McCain's, his debate performances more hopeful than McCain's, and while it's unclear what lead he has, I think one reason why he has a lead is that his campaign is perceived as being more hopeful, more optimistic, and more focused on the future and less focused on the past. And I think that accounts for why Obama has been doing so well up to this point.
Well, Frank, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Frank Luntz is a political consultant and pollster. He's also a Fox News contributor. And next on News and Notes, is hip-hop still a man's world? We'll ask that question to female rap pioneers Spinderella and Yo-Yo. Plus, we hear from you in letters.